The museum, known for documenting Charlotte's story and its place in the New South, is experiencing big changes. The Levine Museum's president, Emily Zimmern, is scheduled to retire in November, and its staff historian of over 15 years, Tom Hanchett, is phasing into retirement. Now a new person is charged with documenting Charlotte's past and present, the good and the bad. And as WFAE Sarah D'Elia found, she already has strong ties to the museum and Charlotte.
For 34-year-old Brenda Tyndall, becoming the Levine's new historian is a homecoming. The Charlotte native interned there over a decade ago. After her work at the Levine, she left the area for graduate and then postgraduate work. When she returned about 3 years ago to teach at UNC Charlotte, her hometown had changed.
I remember when there was no football field, and I almost had to reintroduce myself to Charlotte, even as a native, because the landscape itself had grown so significantly.
Tyndall succeeds her mentor, Tom Hanchett. She says the advice Hanchett gave her a decade ago are words she'll carry with her into this new job.
You have to be very courageous in doing history and be willing to unearth and uncover and to interrogate the truth. And sometimes the truth is not comfortable. The piece of advice that he's given me and he's sort of modeled as a public historian is being unafraid to engage the truth, both the victorious parts of that narrative, but also the blemishes.
Charlotte has a bad habit of knocking down old buildings, not preserving older neighborhoods. What made you want to be a historian here versus a place like Charleston or maybe Charlottesville? I mean, what drew you back to Charlotte?
Yeah, I think I have a very kindred connection with Charlotte. As a native Charlottean, as someone that has seen this city evolve, the other part is that I think Charlotte has a very rich heritage. With all of the growth, it necessitates that need and even an urgency to be mindful of its heritage, of its history, of its roots. All of that was very influential in me deciding to return to Charlotte to teach and then to eventually endeavor into museum work at the Levine Museum.
People like to say about Charlotte that this is not a place of protest, this is not a place of riots, this is not a place of strong racial tensions, that a lot of that has skipped us and just gone further south or in other places of the state. Is that necessarily true, do you think, or do you think that we've maybe not done the best job of documenting that history?
I think it would be erroneous to assume that Charlotte isn't engaged in the social and political milieu of our time, or that it wasn't a site of robust social and political engagement. I think Charlotte has been very much part of that narrative, and unfortunately it has been peripheralized in ways that make it a minor player in this larger heritage. But even when I think about, for instance, Charlotte's role in integrating public schools, I think about Charlotte being the first test ground for the busing right alongside places like Boston. And so Charlotte is a very key city in terms of its engagement in some of the most important events of the 20th century, not the least of which includes the civil rights movement, and particularly the campaign to desegregate.
What's your philosophy and mindset going into this?
For me, it's really about how do we continue to add something to our understanding of even these really sort of iconic moments like the civil rights movement? How do we challenge those narratives? How do we nuance that story? It almost feels like there's not anything else that can be written about the civil rights movement. And yet there are people who are missing from that narrative that help place it into deeper context.
You are a youthful historian. You're 34?
I'm 34.
What are you bringing to the table with a younger perspective?
Mark Washburn at the Charlotte Observer said that, you know, you're the antithesis to the graybeard historian of a certain age. I think that's a characteristic of the museum. It's about being innovative. It's about infusing new energy, new perspective. My age is a number. But over the last 10 years, I think I've worked very diligently to build upon my experiences that really began at the museum and have since been added to and enriched as a result of my work as an archivist, as a researcher, as a museum practitioner, and certainly as an educator. So I'm excited.
Tyndall adds she doesn't take the job lightly. She says the job of the historian is to serve the community, a sentiment she'll carry from her predecessor. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.